Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, clarity seekers. Dylan Brooks here, your guide to navigating life's chaotic dance floor with a little bit of stoic wisdom and a whole lot of heart. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful. The art of letting go. Ever feel like you're carrying around this backpack full of baggage, thoughts, grudges, regrets? You know that feeling when you're just dragging yourself through the day because you're stuck on something from the past? Well, my friends, it's time to ditch that backpack and learn how to move forward with grace and lightness. Now I get it. Letting go isn't always easy. It feels like surrendering, like accepting defeat. But hear me out, true strength lies in recognizing what no longer serves us and choosing to release it. Think of it like this. You wouldn't hold onto a wilted flower, right? You'd appreciate its beauty while it lasted and then gently let it go, making space for something new and vibrant to bloom. So how do we actually do this? How do we master the art of letting go? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey. 1. Acknowledge your emotions. First things first, don't try to bury your feelings. Bottling them up only makes them fester and grow stronger. Allow yourself to feel the sadness, anger, frustration, whatever comes up. Acknowledge it, name it, and then gently release it. Remember, emotions are like waves, they come and go. Don't let them define you or control your actions. 2. Practice forgiveness. This one can be tough, I know. But holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers in the end. Forgiveness isn't about condoning someone else's actions. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of anger and resentment. It's about choosing peace over bitterness, even if it feels impossible at first. 3. Focus on what you can control. We can spend so much energy worrying about things outside our control, the weather, other people's opinions, global events. But guess what? We only have power over ourselves and our actions. So, channel your energy into what you can influence: your thoughts, your words, your choices. 4. Embrace change. Life is a constant dance of change. Resisting it only creates more pain and frustration. Learn to flow with the current to adapt and evolve. Remember that every ending is also a beginning, an opportunity for something new and exciting to emerge. 5. Cultivate gratitude. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, your entire perspective shifts. Take time each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a loving conversation with a friend. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity and a key ingredient for letting go. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: you're stuck in traffic, fuming because you're late for an important meeting. Your mind races with worries about the presentation, about what your boss will think, about how everything is falling apart. Sound familiar? But here's the thing: what if instead of getting caught up in that negativity spiral, you took a deep breath and practiced some gratitude? What if you noticed the vibrant colors of the sunset peeking through the clouds, or listened to the melody of your favorite song on the radio? By shifting your focus, you can transform that stressful experience into a moment of peace and appreciation. See, letting go isn't about ignoring our problems, it's about choosing how we respond to them. It's about recognizing that our thoughts and emotions have power, and we can choose to wield that power in a way that empowers us, not weighs us down. So, my friends, take this wisdom with you today. Release the things that no longer serve you. Embrace the beauty of change. Cultivate gratitude for the present moment. And remember, you are capable of incredible things when you let go and move forward with lightness and grace. And before you go, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're letting go of today? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's create a community of support and inspiration together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.